Many times, we may think that what happens to us does not make sense. Does it? I want you to be sincere. Sincere with me. You, who are listening to this audio, how many times has it happened to you that although you do not declare it, but you have it in your mind, the question, what is the meaning of what's happening to me? I think that if I were living this way or another way, it would be better, although we do not express it. They are conclusions that in our mind will draw when we do not understand things. I think that we all go through that at some point, right? What God is allowing in my life seems to make no sense. But that little word does not mean that it is so. It seems to mean a conclusion that we draw, but we are not completely sure that that is true. We can think 10 ways of doing one thing, but God has a very different way. And sometimes we kind of forget that He is the owner of life, that He is the creator of heaven and earth. And we try to find a way to make sense of it. Now, that's why God, because He has the ability to do things, and at the moment, they do not lack meaning for us. But it does not mean that it is so. Why am I talking about this? Because I know that there are situations you may be living in your family or at your work or in the middle of this pandemic in which you can say, I do not deserve to be living this. The Bible is full of promises. But right now, I am not seeing any of those promises come true. Perhaps you have forgotten. Tired of waiting a bit. This is something that happens to human beings constantly. And I want to talk to you about 4 verses which perhaps include not understanding what God is doing, but the importance of not understanding is to obey, although it seems to make no sense. I trust that He knows what is best, that He is in control and leads me on the right path. There are times when God will not ask you to try to understand. He only asks that you remain trusting. Stand there. Don't look back. And don't back down. I know what I am doing. You know, my dear friend. My dear friend, God knows what He's doing, and I don't want it to sound like a drawer phrase. I just want to remind you so that the impatient does not win the race. And in the end, after waiting so long reaching the finish line, stop seeing the reward, the great victory, and the great blessing that the Father has already prepared for you in advance. For those who wait on Him, because His word says that those who looked at Him were enlightened and their faces were not ashamed. It's not God's purpose to embarrass you. His purpose is that you trust your life from beginning to end. He has a purpose and He knows what He designed you for. And if you only believe, if you only let yourself be guided, you will be able to enjoy the victory that He has already achieved for us. So I don't know if you can accompany me there in Exodus chapter 14 from verse 1 to 4. Then the Lord gave Moses the following instructions. Order the Israelites to turn around and camp near Pharaoh, between Miglah and the sea, to camp there along the shore facing Baal Siphon. Then the Pharaoh thought that Israelites are confused. They got trapped in the desert and once, and look what God says. And once again, I will harden the heart of Pharaoh, and he will go out to chase them. I will do so to manifest my glory through Pharaoh and all his army. Later, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites camped where they were told. Well, Moses received the order, and he only fulfilled it. The Israelites saw what God did through Moses, and they followed him. Now they were walking into the unknown, and one another would be questioning, asking Moses where they are going. I imagine that Moses was silent and only did what God told him to do. Now, because we see Moses so obedient and so confident, well, I think 40 years in the desert taking care of sheep and depending on God, I think that they should give you some security to trust. It is the same as I could tell you, a life full of processes and circumstances where you have seen the hand of God. It would not make you change your mind at a crucial moment, for which maybe, yes, it will be happening today. Rather, you will remember one more time, or you will do well to remember that in the midst and in the most crucial moments of life in which you thought there was no solution, there was always a Father willing and able to show His love, His mercy, His trust, and the way out that He already has prepared in advance. This is why when God gives the instructions to Moses, Moses does not question. He does not ask. He's not thinking how we are going to get to that place. Yes, this way is better. He is not thinking. And when he got, and when he was in front of the sea, what is going to happen? What are we going to do? We do not see Moses questioning him, because okay, God gives him the instruction where they should be, but things get more tremendous when God tells him, I am going to harden the heart of Pharaoh once again. Perhaps what you are seeing in your life is not part of this film. That portrait of God telling you, you are going to walk as I tell you. You are going to be silent when you want to talk. You will learn to wait for me to act. When your mind is there, I have to do something. And perhaps today you are Moses. And when God tells you, just follow my instruction, because what is going to happen, it's going to be tremendous. But it will be tremendous because I am going to use you to show my glory over you. And everyone will have to know the God that you have. Because the Father tells you today, I do not sleep. I take care of my children. I take care of you. And when you trust, surrender, and let me act, I receive a word from the Lord, and I speak to you from God in these moments, so that the Lord tells you, you have tried to do it in your own strength, in your way, because you have waited, and you have considered my silence. I am not going to act, or I forget, as you have to do something. But today the Lord tells you, when I am silent, it is because I have already taken care of all things. I am teaching you to trust and remember that I am the same as yesterday, today, and always. And even though what your eyes see in front of you, that raw reality that you are seeing now, is not what I see for you. Because seeing with material eyes limits. But my vision goes much further than your physical eyes can appreciate. And so that you can envision, the Lord tells you, I have to forge faith in you. That faith that will sustain you in the most complicated times and has sustained you until now, because I am in control. Always remember, the Lord tells you, I am the owner of the storms, and therefore a word of mine calms it or removes it completely. Do you know something? You are not listening to me through this audio. Perhaps you see that today nothing makes sense, and you will not find it, because in the midst of despair, lucidity, understanding, it becomes blind. And then the heart tends to be emotional and reacts in an explosive way, silencing the understanding and closing your ears to the voice and to the wise words that come from the Lord. But today, I just want to tell you that you, at this moment, as the Israelites was, or as Moses was, listening, that God wanted obedience. God was telling him his plan, and Moses never questioned. I believe that Moses learned that God is never wrong. We do, but the Father does not. And therefore, he simply allowed himself to be guided and trusted. And what was the result? A Pharaoh who brought his entire army to finish them off, drowned in the middle of the sea. A sea that was divided in two by the Father's arm, so that you can cross it and get to where God is going to take you. There is life beyond the pandemic. Do not despair. There is still life beyond that need or beyond that disease. Perhaps it has risen stronger today. Many things will suddenly escape me to tell you through this audio, but I can only come to a single conclusion. And only these words come out. Moses did not question. Another could question, and what is the sense of taking us out of Egypt and then having Pharaoh chase us to kill us? It does not make sense, right? But there are things that the Father is not going to explain to you. He only tells you, son, do you trust me? So pray, adore, do not react. Do not let yourself be moved. Just trust. And you will be the first to see what I am going to do. He hardens hearts, and he knows why he hardens them. And in the end, my beloved friends, Pharaoh, a hardened heart man, deserved to be judged. And the time had come for the great and powerful God to show that judgment through Pharaoh and see that everyone could know, that Egypt, the world could know that he is God and that Israel was not alone. It is the same as today. It is happening with you, everyone who realize that you have a Father who has never been alone. You have been alone, and that even he who cares for yours, he has taken care of your family. Do not be afraid if God hardened Pharaoh to persecute you. Just trust, because everything is already prepared for that great victory. Just trust. Father, thank you for your words. Although sometimes, Lord, it is hard for us to believe, although sometimes, Father, it is difficult for us to wait, because we are so used to having to do something. And when we feel your silence, we tend to move, to give in. But today I pray for each person who is receiving this word. Father, may you take them and remain firm, so that they do not give into the pressure, so that they can remain, Lord. And you know that in the midst of everything, it's you. You are working. You are going to do it. You are doing it. Bring that peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And may this faith that you have forged in us lead us simply to obey what you want us to do. Take care of everything, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. And that is why he wants to invite you to follow him on social network, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. You can also download the application to your cell phone, Just in Time Devotionals. And on YouTube, you can subscribe to the Just in Time Devotional channel. Blessings.